Hello there, and it's Belgians at the Build again. So we're back. I'm Nick Troch, I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. And this time we're here from Seattle, so bringing you all the news. So what I really like about this conference is, apart from the great content that we have here as technical people, you get kind of the latest and greatest updates here, is really to get in touch with the guys that are and the gals that are building this product. So you get really in touch with the engineers behind the product. Just to tell you, when coming here, I had a bunch of technical questions from customers that I needed an answer to. And just walking around here at the hub, talking to the engineers, I got my answers in a matter of minutes. So I can go back home with all those great feedback. So it's been really productive this week. So I'm joined here now with Jan. Last year was here with Peter, who couldn't join this time. So hi, Jan.
Hi, Nick. Indeed, it's great to be here in Seattle, and I have to let you in on a little secret. It's actually my very first Build conference, so it's the first time for me over here. I've attended a couple of PDC events back in the days when it was still the Professional Developer Conference, and I was actually in Los Angeles when we announced back then Windows Azure. So it's great to be here to see how big Azure has become and how important it is for Microsoft. Of course, we are not the only Belgians over here at Build. We're joined by, what is it, around 30 people from Belgium that are also attending the Build conference. And it's a pretty good mix of partners and customers that we've got. And of course, they're all totally excited to hear about all the new stuff that Microsoft is announcing. Now, what are all those Belgians doing this week? Of course, we've got the, let's say, default Build conference schedule. But yesterday evening, we had the, let's say, a social event organized for them. We had the Belgians at Build country drink in a small place pretty close to the conference center. And we had the opportunity to invite them all to that drink. Have a chat with them, learn what they found very cool about this conference and so forth. As I said, very cool. A couple of fun things happened. For example, we had some party crashers over there. Apparently, the .NET birthday party was just next door, and we had quite some people dropping in and talking with us, so that was pretty cool. Now, today, of course, we are at Build Day number 2, and this morning we had a pretty good keynote, and the focus was mainly on Windows, Windows apps, app development, also mobile app development with Xamarin, for example. Yeah. And to go back to, let's say, the Belgian side of the story, we're doing quite some cool stuff with Xamarin in Belgium, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Xamarin is really hot, and so what we're doing right now in Xamarin in Belgium is we kind of started up this initiative, which is called Xamarin Alliance. So what is Xamarin Alliance? So when we look at cross-platform mobile development using Xamarin, people need to pick up the technology. So there's quite some steps that need to go through. And so what we said is, well, we're going to give them this initiative, this hands-on experience with the technology, because the best way to learn a technology is really getting that hands-on experience with getting hands-on in the code.
Yep.
Is using this Xamarin Alliance. It's basically a series of coding challenges. So we present them with 5, 6, 7 coding challenges that they go through over a duration of a few months. And actually they learn, how do I set up my developer machine? Take some steps to do this. How do I make a very simple single-page application? How do I add a cloud-based backend to it using Azure mobile apps? And so there's quite some things that they learn really hands-on, and so at the end of this trajectory, they actually get their diploma. They get their official Xamarin Alliance diploma.
And put it on the wall in their bedroom.
Yeah, so they get the stamp. And so there's this initiative that we started in Belgium actually got a bit out of hand. It's actually become a global initiative right now. So we got people joining, developers joining from across the globe to our initiative. And so there's a huge interest in Xamarin, and especially looking at the Build conference here, we had quite some interest in learning what's going to be new for Xamarin at Build 2017. Because you might remember last year at Build when we were in San Francisco, one of the announcements that got a lot of cheers in the crowd was the fact that Xamarin became free. And it got added to the Visual Studio family, so that got a lot of buzz, a lot of interest from developers. So that made a lot of developers being interested in the technology. And so this time, as you referred to this morning in the keynote, we had some very nice announcements, one of which was the Xamarin Live Player. So traditionally, when you need to do cross-platform development, especially if you're targeting iOS, well, you need a Mac machine for doing your builds. And so with the Xamarin Live Player, what you can do now is really have a simpler way to get your applications cross-platform. Mm-hmm. So what you can actually do is you can actually run your code. So you write your code in Visual Studio, you run your code, and actually run your code on an iOS device without having to go through that step of compiling your code on a Mac. So you can do basically continuous writing code, deploying on a device, testing it in a continuous fashion without needing that intermediary step of going to a Mac. So that's really, really nice and really accelerating your development if you don't have those machines available to you. A second one that we heard this morning announcement was all around XAML standard.
Yep.
So with Xamarin Forms, we got all the greatness of XAML for building those UIs in Xamarin. Now, what the feedback that we got basically on XAML for Xamarin was the fact that it was not really the same XAML that we had, for example, for UWP or WPF. And so what XAML standard and XAML standard 1.0, which is going to be coming later this year, is going to bring you is basically this uniform XAML format so that you can actually build your UI in one way, in one uniform way, and targeting devices, applications across multiple platforms, which is really, really, really nice. So it follows basically on the same concepts of .NET standard as for your implementation code. And so a third one, which was announced already yesterday by Scott Guthrie in yesterday's keynote, was the announcement of Visual Studio for Mac going GA.
Yep.
Which again is a nice milestone that we have here, bringing basically all of the goodness of Visual Studio to your Mac machine. So if you're a Mac developer running just on your machine, well, you are kind of missing out on all of the greatness, which is in Visual Studio. And so basically, what you can now do is you can build your mobile applications in Xamarin and in Visual Studio for Mac. But what you can do as well is, and this is what we also try to do with this Xamarin Alliance thing initiative, is not just build a mobile application which runs cross-platform, but also have it connect to a cloud-based backend. So you're actually building connected mobile applications. Mm-hmm. And so with Visual Studio for Mac, you can both develop your mobile frontend as well as implement your cloud-based backend all from within the environment that you have within Visual Studio for Mac, which, again, a great productivity boost that you get as a developer. And of course, you alluded to it already. Yesterday's keynote was packed with announcements for Azure. Mm-hmm. Azure is continuously evolving. You see, basically almost on a weekly basis, you see new announcements coming out on the different services in the Azure platform. But kind of three announcements that were kind of very important to me is if you're building mobile applications and you have this cloud-based backend, well, you always need data. You need to store your data somewhere.
Yep.
And so what we announced yesterday was first and foremost was like MySQL as a service and PostgreSQL as a service. Basically, two technologies, and yeah, we were in the same situation on a very regular basis. You get questions about what about Postgres on Azure? What about MySQL on Azure? What should I do?
Yeah, you could turn them on a VM, but that's not a service. Yep.
Yeah, you're not really getting all of the benefits from the cloud, and indeed, and so with MySQL as a service and Postgres as a service, again, you get that great value from the cloud, while still being able to use the technologies that you're familiar with in building your applications.
Oh.
So those are two great announcements. So their previews have been announced and are now available for you to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And then a second one, outside of those, is Cosmos DB.
Yep.
Cosmos DB, great service. So what is Cosmos DB? It's basically this globally distributed multimodal database engine. It's kind of big words. What does it actually mean? Globally distributed, well, basically you can manage a single database which under the hood is being distributed globally. So you have highly availability and you have basically replication of your data happening transparently for you as a developer. So you don't even notice that it's there.
Nope.
So you get all the value without you having to deal with the infrastructure. So great, great value that you get out of these services. Really the value that you get out of platform as a service. And so they benefit both mobile developers, but just as well web developers or any other developer. So great services. But one thing that came kind of really key out of the keynote yesterday, and they actually pretty much started with it, is all of the announcements around IoT. Mm-hmm. I know this is really close to your heart. You're an IoT guy, so maybe you can elaborate a bit on that. So
sure.
What did you find interesting there?
It was great to see indeed that all the stuff that we are doing around the Internet of Things was one of the very first topics. Actually, I think the first technical topic directly after the keynote speech of Satya. You know, IoT is not new for Microsoft. We have been in that business for many, many years. Even before IoT was called IoT, you probably still remember Windows Embedded and Windows Mobile and all that stuff. And even in the more recent years that passed, we actually put stuff in Azure around IoT, like the IoT Hub, the IoT Suite, Stream Analytics, and so forth. And it's great to see that Microsoft is keeping innovating in that space, adding new features, adding completely new concepts, with yesterday the announcement of the Intelligent IoT Edge, which is a pretty cool thing, in my opinion. How do you need to look at that one? Well, in the past, we typically had in an IoT scenario devices that were connecting to the cloud directly. Think, for example, some sensors that are capturing data, emitting that sensor data to the cloud directly to an IoT app, an event app, whatnot. In many scenarios, that is okay, but in quite some of those scenarios, that is not desirable or not even feasible to work like that. Take, for example, the example where you would be building a device to do collision prevention or collision detection, maybe in a car or any other vehicle. So in that device, you probably have a bunch of sensors, maybe a gyroscope, accelerometer, speedometer, whatnot, and you're sending out that data, and that data needs to be analyzed. You need to be able to predict when that collision is going to happen, and then you need to send a signal back to your device to actually stop or brake or divert, whatever. Now, imagine that analyzing of the data is happening in the cloud. Then you always have to deal with that latency of the cloud. We cannot break the barrier of the speed of light, so there is always a delay, even if it's very small. In those scenarios, you don't want to wait for the response back from the cloud to actually stop the car.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So in that scenario, it's great to be able to move some of the processing from the cloud closer towards the device and even on the device.
Okay,
and that's the thing that you can do with the IoT Edge. So put intelligence, put analysis, processing, whatever, very close to your sensors so you don't have to make the round trip to the cloud, no more latency, and which is also quite good, of course, for bandwidth consumption if you've got IoT devices connecting it over LoRa network, SigFox network, and so forth. Now, that's, of course, pretty cool. In my opinion, the top thing or the very important thing as well was to see that, well, what we're doing at Microsoft is we're allowing people to use that kind of functionality without having to invest time to learn a new language or a new development paradigm. Because the stuff that you know how to do in the, let's say, stream analytic jobs or with machine learning, you can just reuse it in the IoT Edge.
Yep.
If you would explain this to developers, they would think, well, this is not something new. We can build it ourselves, but it's always very good if you can reuse the investments that you already done. And, well, if we circle back to Belgium, we are Belgians that build. I think there are quite some people in Belgium that will be very happy with this kind of functionality.
Yeah.
For example, I've been personally involved with some IoT projects. One that comes to mind is a company that is called Think Tank. They're based in Antwerp. It's a startup under the umbrella of the big Xilos company. And what those guys are doing is they're actually building an IoT platform, both the hardware and the software backend. And the first scenario that they're focusing on is measuring air quality in conference rooms, in factories, that kind of stuff. So they created a real physical device that you can put on the wall or that you can build in somewhere. And I can imagine them using the intelligent IoT edge to move some of the processing that they're now doing in the cloud closer to the device as well. Now, since we're talking about the Belgians once again, not all of the Belgian developers are unfortunately here with us at Build. That would have been a very big party yesterday. And of course, those developers, those Belgian developers, can check out the live streaming of the keynotes. They can see all the recording of the sessions and so forth. But very soon, we will have a pretty big developer conference in Belgium called Techorama, which is also pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, indeed. So in I think in just a little bit more than a week we'll have Techorama kicking off, and so here we're Belgians at Build, and at Techorama we're actually trying to bring a bit of Build to Belgium. Actually, what Techorama is kind of it's almost the biggest technical conference in Belgium. They are expecting like 1,500 attendees, so technical people. And what is new this year? Techorama used to be like a developer conference. And so what they're doing right now this year is actually bringing together developers, IT professionals, data professionals, even SharePoint developers, all in one conference.
Imagine.
Again, something that is close to your heart, SharePoint. And so what they're doing is bringing all those audiences together and give them the content, which is they're almost kind of making an Ignite and Build conference together all in one. So it's going to be a great conference with great content again. And talk about the great content. So they've been able to get some great corp speakers here from Microsoft coming to Belgium to bring actually the highlights and the news from Build to Belgium. Great thing to see is that we got Scott Guthrie presenting there, doing the keynote session, which is quite impressive. And he has a large crowd of followers there in Belgium. I remember previous occasions where we have Tech Days conference where he had the whole audience wearing a red polo, especially for Scott. So maybe that's going to happen again.
Who knows?
So we got Scott Guthrie talking about the cloud, all the greatness of the cloud. But next to that, we got Giorgio Sardo together with Pete Brown delivering a session on Windows 10. And they're going to be giving a lot of demos on the latest bits of Windows 10, and looking at what we saw today about Windows 10, really looking forward to what we're going to see in that session. And next to that, so we got cloud covered, we got Windows, is we got Donovan Brown as well. So with Donovan Brown, you always get great DevOps sessions, very enthusiastic speaker. So really looking forward to seeing him again at Techorama event. So with that, I want to thank you for watching this video, and hope to see you at maybe at Techorama in Belgium. If not, make sure you can that you watch the session recordings here from Build. And with that, follow us on social media. And with that, I was Nick Troch,
and I will say Jan Tielens.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.